Okay, so we're diving into Fahrenheit 451,
Right.
you know, this classic by Bradbury, and you've given us so much to dig into today.
Yeah.
But for those just joining us, imagine a future, right, where firemen, they don't fight fire, they actually start them. And what do they burn? Books.
Yeah, it's a powerful image.
So we're going to unpack why that is, and really what Bradbury is trying to tell us about censorship, about technology's impact, and you know that classic battle between individuality and conformity, which I think we're still dealing with today, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what's so interesting about this book is Bradbury doesn't just imagine a world without books, right? He doesn't just say, okay, no more books. He goes deeper than that and he asks, what happens when you have a world where people aren't allowed to even think critically, where critical thought itself is outlawed?
And that's where I think this character, Guy Montag, who we meet, he's our protagonist. He's a fireman.
Right.
And at the beginning, he seems pretty much okay with this whole situation.
Yeah, he's going along, just doing his job.
Yeah, follows orders, burns books, doesn't ask questions
Right.
until he meets Clarice.
Clarissa, she's really interesting because she embodies all of the things that this society that Bradbury created is actively trying to suppress.
Right.
You know, curiosity, a love of nature, actual genuine human connection. She's like this breath of fresh air in this really, you know, kind of suffocating world.
And she asks such simple questions like, are you happy?
Right.
But those simple questions, I think they really start to chip away at Montag.
Exactly. And he's built up this almost like a wall around his mind,
Yeah.
and she's poking holes in it.
And then he has this experience I think is really pivotal where he sees a woman, an old woman, who chooses to die
Yes.
with her books rather than live without them.
And that's always such a powerful moment in the book because it shows you the conviction. I mean, she's willing to die for these ideas.
And I always get chills when I read that part because it really makes you think like, wow, what power, you know, what power a single book, a single idea can have.
And, you know, it makes Montag question everything, right? He's seeing this woman who believes so strongly in something that she's willing to die for it, and he's starting to realize that the books he's burning, they must contain something truly profound.
Right. And speaking of profound, we also have to talk about Montag's wife, Mildred,
Oh, Mildred. Yeah.
who is, you know, she's like a poster child for this technology-obsessed culture that Bradbury is, you know, kind of warning us about.
Yeah, she's completely plugged in, obsessed with her wall-sized TVs, this digital artificial
Yeah,
phantom.
and it makes you wonder, like, are we there yet?
Yeah.
Are we so plugged into our own little, you know, families on social media
What's
that
the.
we're missing out on that, on real connection?
Right. Are we surrounding ourselves with these kind of pale imitations of real connection? It's a question that Bradbury wants us to ask.
Yeah. And it's interesting because Montag, he reaches a turning point, you know, and he steals a book,
It's a big step.
which, you know, pretty risky move, pretty bold.
Yeah.
And this kind of rebellion leads him to Faber,
Ah, Faber.
this former professor.
Yes, this really important character.
Right. He becomes like a mentor.
A guide, a mentor.
Yeah, absolutely. And he represents, in a way, all the knowledge that's been lost, all those silenced voices in this society.
And I think that relationship between Montag and Faber is so crucial
Yeah.
because it shows how we need, sometimes you need someone there
To guide you.
to guide you, to challenge.
To challenge the way you've always seen the world.
Exactly.
To help you see things from a new perspective.
And together, they come up with this, you know, pretty wild plan
Yeah.
to expose the firemen.
Right. Because they're not really firemen anymore, are they?
Right, they've
They've
become.
become a tool of censorship.
And I think we have to talk about Beatty.
Captain Beatty.
Yeah, the fire captain. Because
Yeah.
he's, you know, it'd be easy to just paint him as like this, you know, one-dimensional villain.
But he's so much more complex than that. Because even he understands the power of these
You
books.
see it in the way he talks. He even taunts Montag by using quotes from the very books he's burning.
Exactly.
It's like a part of him knows what's been lost.
So he's wrestling with something too.
Exactly. He
Yeah.
embodies that kind of complicated relationship a lot of people have with censorship, where they might understand the appeal of what's being censored, even as they're participating in the system that's doing the censoring.
Right.
He's a product of that world, even if he sees the flaws in it.
And this all builds to this very dramatic confrontation
Right.
where Montag is forced to, you know, burn his own house.
His safe space gone.
And in this moment of desperation, kills Beatty.
It's such a turning point in the story.
Yeah.
It shows how far Montag is willing to go. And there's no going back.
So he's on the run, and he finds this, you know, this group.
The book people.
Yeah, hiding out. And they're memorizing. They've each memorized a book.
A whole text.
To try to, you know, keep these.
To keep these stories alive.
Like, keep this knowledge.
Yeah.
For the future.
It's a powerful image, right? This idea that even though the books themselves are gone, the ideas can live on as long as someone remembers them.
I think Bradbury leaves us with so much to think about.
Absolutely.
You know, censorship and the impact of technology. And like we said at the beginning, this importance of thinking for yourself.
Being an individual.
But it's that ending
yeah.
that really sticks with me.
It's hopeful.
It's hopeful. This idea that knowledge, like hope.
Can persevere.
Can endure, even when things seem really dark. So thanks for joining us. This has been quite a deep dive.
It really has.
Into Fahrenheit 451, and we hope you'll check out the book for yourself.